הנחות בספירת העומר. ואתה. הנחות בספירת העומר. Just for those who weren't here on Shabbos, I think none of you were here on Shabbos. So the Rav spoke about Sefirat HaOmer. He said counting the Omer is, if it's just about saying the number, I think that's how you're going to reach all the highest levels. If you say the number of Israel, it doesn't work. You have to count the Omer the whole day. Someone comes to count the Omer, he doesn't even know what day it is. Doesn't know what sefira it is, doesn't know what he's doing. Instead of saying it's good, he's keeping halacha, it's very nice. But he's not doing anything. But it's not, the whole point is the ratzon, is the will, the desire, the will, the looking forward for receiving the Torah. And I saw in the book of Chaim Chinovich, it's a book called Sidurot Shel Shabbat. He writes over there that all the chagim, we have a preparation for the chagim before Sukkot. We have the whole month of Elul. Before Shavuot, we have 7 weeks that we count. And before Pesach, we don't have any preparations, only physical maybe preparations. There's no halachic things to do. No spiritual, like go now and fine. We tshuva every day. After tshuva, okay, but there's no like the Sefirat HaOmer, which is a spiritual thing that we count and we clean ourselves, and the days of Tshuva is different. Because we know it's famous that in Mitzrayim we had to leave as soon as Hashem saw that we're gonna drown there in Tuma, he sent light from Shamayim, because we didn't have any power to have our own light to shine to get over the bed. He shined his light through us, and then we were able to go out of Mitzrayim. And then right afterwards, he took away the light. In order for us to receive the Torah, we have to work the whole 7 weeks. And it's also tinted in the Agadah, he says. Usually, a person has to clean himself off, all the bad stuff, and then he becomes Kadosh, become holy. But the Agadah, the Baal Agadah, is the state of Kadesh Uchatz. First, we became holy. Now, the whole 7 weeks, you have to clean yourself out, the chatz, to wash yourself off. Okay? So it's not time to count. But still, the halachot, of Sefirat HaOmer. So, from the second night of Pesach, we start counting the Omer. Okay? Ve'im shachach lispor b'sefirat ha'layla, olech b'sefir kwa ha'layla, it's not only regarding this night. It's b'chlal, the whole Omer. If you forgot to count in the beginning of the night, the mitzvah is to dive in the first minyan that you have, and you count the Omer. Fine, but if you didn't, you have a mitzvah all night, you can count the Omer until the morning. The mitzvah, kol echad yispor la'atzmo. And not like kiddush or other mitzvot, where one guy says, and you answer amen, you're yotze. And Sefirat HaOmer, the chazan counts, and the person has to have in mind not to be yotze. And then he counts, everyone's not yotze. The chazan is not motzi anyone. The tzerich yispor me'umad, ulevarech chila. He's going to do the Sefirat HaOmer standing up and to say a bracha, and then we count. Okay? V'sofer hayamim v'ashavot. He has to count the days and the weeks. Right now we're in 9. Today is 9 days to the Omer. So we count today is 9 days, which is a week and 2 days. Okay? Ketzad. Bayom HaRishon Omer Yom Echad. Right? The first day we say today is Yom Echad. And the seventh day you say today is 7 days, which is a week. And the eighth day you say today is the eighth day, which is a week, and 1 day. Okay? And when it gets to 2 weeks, the 14 days is today's 14 days, which are 2 weeks. And so on and so forth until it gets to 49 days of the last day. Which will be on Shabbat. 49th count will be on Shabbat. Erev Shavuot is a Shabbat. Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, 3 days. Shabbat, Yom Rishon, and Yom Sheni. Without doing melacha. Erev Shavuot is on Shabbat. So, Bnei Chutz La'aretz, you have to keep another day. 3 days. in Eretz Yisrael, we Hashem. It's very good. I love when Erev Shavuos falls on Shabbos. Then you have plenty of time to rest, get nachat, prepare yourself for the night. You're not supposed to prepare yourself for the night. You rest for Shabbos, and Avdalah, you're supposed to prepare for the night. You make a special Avdalah and Kiddush. You say Avdin and Kodesh to Kodesh. It's very special. It doesn't happen so often. Yeah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah passes that we say Sfirat HaOmer before Aleinu L'Shabach. Why? Because it's as soon as possible to do the mitzvah. But there's minagim and minagim shonim. The Sfaradim definitely do it after Aleinu. And in Brest they do also after Aleinu. I'm not sure what the reason is. But tell you one thing.
How
do you know? Tell you one thing. It comes out good to Brest that I do it after Sfirat. So when you finish, you just leave. You don't have to wait for Aleinu and Kaddish and I don't know what. Yeah, so it's not that good. But a lot of Hasidim, even though they also go by the Arizal or some things, they do before Aleinu. So each one does what is minag. Whatever you do is good, as long as you count. Okay. There's a machloket. If it's the Oraita or the Rabbana. According to the Rambam, it's the Oraita. According to Shulchan Aruch, he passes according to the two, which is the Rabbana. Ashkenazim, they have a different Lashem Yichud than the Sfaradim. Ashkenazim say, Lashem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu, Spos Mitzvat Aseh, Inu Vada, Mitzvat Aseh, She Sfirat HaOmer. That's what Ashkenazim say. If you make a mitzvah, which is one of the 613, Sfaradim, they don't say Mitzvat Aseh, Kem Mitzvah, Kem, Kem, Yichud HaZman, אנחנו אומרים, אם יהיו חם זמן, אז בגלל מצוות, צוות אמר, אז אנחנו צוות עשה. אז זה יפס כאן את הרבנה. זה לא פעל את זה, סקסם שעשיתי מצוות. לא לפייס, כן. So if it's Doraita, so be careful to count it Mamash on time, as if it's Rabbana. If you count it Mamash Mashot, you're Yotze. Baya. It's a Kach Akpid. Tov. V'nashim v'avadim pturot b'mitzvah zo. Women and slaves are exempt from this mitzvah, because it's mitzvah d'aseh, shazman grama. וכתב המגן אברהם יהיו כבר שווי עליו חובה. מגן אברהם says that women took upon themselves so they count. ספרדים don't count women. They can count without a ברכה. Of course they can count. Why not? But without a ברכה. אשכנזים, some women don't count at all with a ברכה. And some אשכנזים women do count with a ברכה. אז מגן אברהם says that they count with a ברכה. כן? It's not an עבירה. That's for sure. כן, he writes it in Mishnah Berurah, and in their places, women don't count. And the book called Shulchan Shlomo, he writes that they shouldn't make a bracha, because they for sure they're gonna make a mistake and lose out a day, because they don't go to minyan. So there's a good chance that they're gonna lose out. And then there's a machloket. It could be that they're all the brachot of Rav Atala afterwards. Machloket, if it's one mitzvah, or if it's 49 mitzvahs, each bracha in itself, each count in itself is a mitzvah. But according to the Shita, that it's all one, if you miss out in the middle, so you miss out completely all. So Kitzur, so they say that women shouldn't count.
Yush.
Mirosh Mehashtra. And they say that definitely they don't understand what they're saying. So even as they say that, we do understand what we're saying. In Europe, maybe the women didn't know so much what they're saying, but in the outside, of course they know what they're saying. By the way, you're supposed to understand what you're counting. If you count and you don't know what you're saying, so count in English. Say the bracha and then count in English. Say the sefira in English. Today is 9 days, which is a week and 2 days to the Omer. Because if you're saying it in Hebrew, you're not counting. If you don't understand what you're saying, say Barashana Kodesh, you don't understand. So you're not Yotze. You have to understand what you're saying. Mot chashu. Where do we see that you have to count to yourself? It says, Usfaltem lachem. Like by a woman also that she counts for nida, Safala, she herself counts. Also, Usfaltem lachem, each one himself has to count. But also here you have Shomea Kione, of course, if someone if someone lost out the counting, so. Okay. So you're supposed to stand when you're making the bracha. Yeah. If you didn't stand, you sat. Fine, periods. But the chatzchila, you're supposed to stand when you make the bracha. If you're your leg, say you have a problem, you can't stand, or you're an older person, it's hard for you to stand. So, the chatchila, you should stand. If you're on a bus, so don't stand. Mm-hmm. If you're on a bus, so don't stand. If you're on a plane, fine, we'll see. It's okay. Then what do you say? Ba'omer or la'omer? I saw that in the Siddur, in the Ashkenaz, they say ba'omer. It's still Sard and Sardi, they say La'omer, right?
Okay.
He said it really doesn't make a difference.
So you
have
to have much more to
eat. He says, yeah, also if a person, he says in the Achroini, he brings the Mishnah, if someone counts, if someone asks you at the 39th day, what's the counting tonight? Doesn't remember. Okay. What's the counting tonight? So everyone knows you're supposed to say what was yesterday. Right? Mm-hmm. What happens if I tell him today's 40 minus 1? Can I afterwards count? Suppose if you can't count afterwards. If you told him at night, at 39, before you counted, today's 40 minus 1, you can't make a bracha anymore. You could say that it's real, but you can't make a bracha.
But you told us about
that
today.
Night. Because what?
You told about today.
Okay.
Blew it.
It's like saying 38 plus 1.
But if you've already counted.
Yeah, if you counted, just tell him that it's 39. If you didn't count yet, and he asked you, what's tonight? He told him 39 minus 40 minus 1. I'm wondering if you tell him it's 40 minus 1, but you're repeating the Mishnah. You're saying the Mishnah, and you're also telling him that on the way. Maybe you could tell us as well. So, the minhag is to say Yiratzon Shibaneh B'Damidash, and Lamnatzeach, and Lavekoach, and Ribono Shel Olam. All nice minhagim. It's good to do it. Why not? Lo chayav. Tom.
Question. In the Siddur, it has a list of numbers. Can you use a sticky note to move from day to day?
As long as you don't say it before you make the bracha.
So like after you make the bracha, then you just move it to the next day?
Yeah. Just not to say that the day that you're standing at before making the bracha. Tom. Alakha bet. Im tehu b'yom emunanu v'ruchu asfirat ha'omer. If the main mistake, it was very cloudy. Right? And they thought it's Shkia already, it's a Tzedakah Chavim already. And they made a bracha. And then, the sun shines. Okay? Or someone with a watch in his hand walks in. Says, what are you counting? It's only 7:15. It's not Tzedakah Chavim, you have to wait till 7:25. What are you doing? Right? So what do you do? So after Tzedakah Chavim, you count. And then, medabdekim, enam sofrim. Those which are precise, they make sure not to make the bracha until for sure at Tzedek Kochavim. And that's what is appropriate to do. They say it dafka after Tzedek Kochavim. So if you daven minyan, I know this for the minyanim that is mincha and arvit together, one after the other. They wait, they make a drasha, even 3 minutes drasha, just to make sure that they finish by Tzad HaKochavim, at least according to the Shita, which is 18 minutes, no, Besedel HaGanto. They wait.
No, let's say they make before, then the guy comes in and says you're too early, so you...
No, if it's before Shkia, they can't let the bracha. If it's before Shkia, they can't let the bracha, because they don't do anything.
Proper time is Tzitzit Kochavim.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course, it is what you call Tzitzit Kochavim.
Okay. But it's like Moshe Avigoni, it's 18 minutes.
Well, Rabbi Yaros Yosef, Pibesh Chai, it's 27 to 29 minutes.
Right. I know.
30 minutes.
Rabbi
Nutam, it's...
Okay, I know people are not being
Rabbi
Nutam for Spadam. Especially the Ashkenazim, which is the white time, it's more Hashem.
So,
the question is, is the Sfira itself the Doraita?
So, this week, what time would it be, given the two opinions?
The early
33 and.
The Shkia is 7:10, no? 7:12? 7:10, I think, is this week already, right?
So it'll be like 7:45.
The earliest 7:30.
So 7:28 is the earliest, let's say. Then you have 7:45, then you have 8:15.
Okay.
No, it's 8:22.
Okay, Shabbos is 8:20.
Yeah.
They can't say Shabbos 7:10. They waited 15 minutes, down my late. Right down.
So if Bud was saying 7:33 last week,
good, that's very good. After 7:33 is good. Okay.
So this week would be like 7:45?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. If he counted after Shkia, he doesn't count again. He can count without a bracha afterwards, but he's Yotze. Because a lot of the post can say it's the Rabbanan, so most of the post can say it's the Rabbanan. Therefore, he doesn't have to count afterwards. But the Medar Dekim should make, that's why the Mishal Chanah moves. Shulchan Aruch says the Medak Dekim waited to Lachavim, but if someone did before it's to Lachavim, after Shkia, it's Yotze.
So when's the latest you can count? 5 a.m.?
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe
5
to
5. Today changes to tomorrow at Shkia, what's it
to Lachavim? Huh?
Today becomes tomorrow.
When does it come tomorrow? At Shkia.
Yeah.
Regarding Brit. Mila.
Tariq.
Yeah. Shkia.
Says what? 7:45?
What? Shkia?
Right.
10 after 7?
10 after 7.
טוב. המתפלל עם הציבור מבעוד יום, מונה עמהם ולא ברכה. Someone dance with the ציבור. He dance with the plug of מנחה. They say the ספירה. Without the ברכה. He can't come with ברכה. Of course he can do with the ברכה. אם יזכור בלילה, יברך ויספור. מה, זה מיקר ברכה עם בעוד יום? זה לא יצפתי. Also, משתבור היה איזה question about this, and he says, meaning, מבעוד יום, if you done with them before יצאת הכוכבים, after שקיעה, בין השמשות, then you should say that they make you with the ברכה, don't say with the ברכה, just say the counting, and later you count again if you want afterwards. The best thing is not to count. Can not be also with the bracha, and then of course you can make a bracha afterwards. Okay. Okay. So. Me, you should ask your friend, how many minutes before the Sfira? Right? Someone whose friend asked him, Ben Hashmashot, after Shkia, before it's the Kochavim, what is the counting tonight? You tell him, yesterday was so and so. So if tonight someone asks you, what's the counting? You tell him, yesterday was 9. Because if he tells him today, he won't be able to count. But if you see 4 Ben Hashmashot, if today someone asks you, what will be tonight? You can tell him, tonight is 10. Tonight will be 10, which is a week and 3 days. And by Alagid is it. Okay? The only problem is to say, after Benash Mashot, to say that what tonight will be. When the time comes, Sfirat HaOmer, Rama says, Asurim le'echol ad she'yispor. You can't eat until you count. And even if you began to eat, stop and count. Miu. Im itchil le'echol kodim she'yigia hazman, ad she'yafsik. If you began eating at night before Sfirat HaOmer, when is already night, when you can be able to count, then you have to stop in the middle of the meal and count. But if you started early, and then you went into the night, you don't have to stop the meal. Count Sfirat HaOmer. Rather, you can finish the meal and then count the Sfirat HaOmer. Not only eating, the Mishnah Berurah says also other melachot, which things which take time, things that will, you might get distracted. Make a bracha, make the Sfirat HaOmer, and then go. If a person is coming to count Sfirat HaOmer, he doesn't know what they were counting today. And he made the bracha, and he has in mind, whatever my, I'll listen to what my friend is saying next to me, or the chazan is saying, then I'll know what to count. And then he really, he made the bracha, he waited a second, he heard the chazan said, okay? And then he counts is Yotze, and Baya. Because Lechatchila, you're supposed to know when you're counting what you're going to count. Okay. Rechavav. Im patach v'ma v'ruch ata Hashem v'kenu v'cholam ata tezema yom arba'a v'u sabur shem arba'a. נזכר סיים החמישה מחמישה או איפך של ארבעה ודרת את זה עם ארבעה ותאה סיים החמישה אינו חוזר ומברך. פרסם ברוך את השם וניסה את השם השם he told it's four and as he goes on oh today is five so he can't five or הפוך he thought today is four it is four today and he thought it's four but he mistaken and he said five. So you should count correctly without another bracha. The bracha is good. But if a person completely did not know the Sfirah, completely, he never knew the Sfirah today. He's thinking today is one day. He, in the beginning, even didn't know anything. He mistaken from the beginning and counted the wrong day. Then he's not yotze. It's like saying bore pra gefen and water. You yotze? No, right? If he knew in the beginning something and then he forgot, then he's counting off four. Then he remembers. Oh, one second, right? They said it's five today. Then he doesn't have to make a bracha again. But if the whole thing was a mistake, what he thought was a mistake and everything. And then, of course, he has to make the bracha again. He's not yotze with the bracha that he did. Top. Zayin. Shachaf velo berach kol alayla. So fine, we're going to do the halachot of how you count. Now, if I forgot to count all night, it says there, the Shulchan Aruch says, and then the two and the Rosh, the other poskim, the Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos, they say, yispor bayom velo bracha. The person forgot the whole night to count, so he has the whole day until the Shkia to count without a bracha, just to say the counting. Okay. And then even at night, if he count with a bracha, I see there's a minar, a lot of shuls in the morning, they say the counting. I don't know if it's to remind people or time it's good to know the counting, whatever. They say the counting. If I ask them, not call the chatzot with Yom Shachrit, every day they say, oh, this don't matter.
Do you help with those who forget?
Yeah. So if you figure out at night, no, besides that, so you won't forget, you'll be able to continue counting. Okay? Now, if he forgot completely the whole night and the whole day, and the next night comes up, then he can continue counting without a bracha. Okay, he can continue counting without a bracha. What does he do? He has in mind the bracha of the chazan, to be yotzei with the bracha of the chazan, and then he says amen, and then he counts. Okay, if he's not sure. I'm not sure if he made it. Also, if he's not sure, he doesn't make a bracha. He listens to the chazan, and then he counts it out of bracha. It happened to me one year that I was confused. I didn't daven in shul one night, and daven the wrong sfira. I said the wrong sfira, and the next day I realized that. So I asked the rabbi, and he said, "Ken balas." Allah ala. לא, לא, מתחזק בשמחה. If you are confused, כן. אבל אם הוא מסופק אם דילג יום אחד ולא זכר, but if he's not sure if he skipped or not, if he's not sure, then he can continue counting with the bracha. If he got confused for sure, like I told you about myself, so then he doesn't count anymore the bracha. But if he's not confused, he's not sure if he got confused, then he doesn't know. Did I? Doesn't remember? Doesn't know? He continues counting with the bracha. Okay. Yeah. These are halachot. We'll do a couple more Lel Shabbat Velel Yom Tov Mevarachim Sofrim Achar Kiddush Bet Knesset. And it's Friday night or Yom Tov at night, talking about Chutz La'aretz, also Shvi'i Pesach, right? After Kiddush and Shul we make a bracha, but we don't make Kiddush and Shul. We just have to daven and we make the bracha, we make the Sefirat Omer. And Shabbat Yom Tov we do before Havdalah, after Kaddish Tit Kabbal. Why? Because it says there why. Okay, because you want to take out Shabbos as late as you can. So if you have another place where you can go later, a little bit more later, so you're better. But anyways, most places in Eretz Israel, at least they don't do Kiddush and Shul, they don't do Avdalah and Shul. In Chutz La'aretz, I saw more they do Kiddush and Avdalah and Shul. Interesting. Also in Eretz Israel, I see places do Avdalah and Shul.
Do we do Avdalah and Shul?
Yeah, I don't know Eretz Israel. Avdalah, I do Shul and Shul. Is that why? Maybe because people want to drive home or something. It's better after Avdalah. אסור לאכול חדש אף בזמן הזה, בין לחם, בין קולי, בין כרמל, עד תחילת ליל י"ח בניסן, ויוצא תחילת י"ז בניסן. טוב, this is ההלכה, פיינפוינט ההלכה, and ארץ ישראל is not so. So Shayach, but it's still Shayach also here. Okay. You can't eat wheat. Okay? You're not allowed to eat wheat that was planted, seed, it was sowed after the 16th of Nisan. You can't eat it if it was harvest. Not if it was harvest. You can't eat it before the next 17th of Nisan in Eretz Yisrael, or 18th of Nisan in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, has to go through one Nisan, one 16th of Nisan. Has to go through it. Only after the next 16th, you'll be able to eat it. So now it's decided it's not so shayach, because when do we sow? When do we sow the wheat?
Beginning of the winter.
And outside, they always sow in the winter. Beginning of the winter. When do they harvest it? After Nisan. So it went through one Nisan already, right? So Abaya. The problem was, so some people will make it in Chutz La'aretz that you're allowed to, but they don't have one. the person said not to do it in Chutz La'aretz either. So, because in Europe, in Russia, they brought the wheat, especially in communist Russia, brought it all the way from the east. Where it grows, they plant it after Nisan, and they harvest it where it's winter by us, winter in the countries, then it grows, and then they harvest it. And you get it before Nisan, before it passed through Nisan. Mm-hmm. So then it's called Chadash, the Isur to eat Chadash. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's not only wheat, it's all the grains. That's why you'll see in everything which contains the wheat or the five grains, it has a hechsher on it, it will say on it, lo chashash, chadash, no chashash of it, it's no wheat. Yeah, the Rambam said he could be mekel more, but in poilim he says here you shouldn't be mekel. Okay. Yeah. So it's the method in the winter. So there's make beer out of the barley, which is chadash, all kinds of problems. So that's for today. Where's the Briti Shalom?